Welcome to Danu on Fire, right here on High TV, your luxury channel. And this is all made possible by our friends at LICC Jeans. Today we are checking out Me Colombo. This is a super cool city hotel located down Park Road. It's fabulous. Love the food here, love the ambience and the interior. Can't wait to meet with my guest and speak more about it. And he is a guy who loves his sneakers. Danu on Fire, and we are at this beautiful place called Me Colombo down Park Road. And if you're wondering what is this Bahana Sabde, that's because this is like an outer area for seating, but we really like the ambience here, so we decided to come here. And this is not exactly the most romantic sitting at this very moment, because I'm with the boy who made sneakers sexy for Sri Lanka, Kanaj.
You got it right.
I said right?
Yeah.
I said right. I was calling him Kamnaj all this time, then Kamanaj.
Yeah, there's Kamal Raj, Kamal Raj. All that.
Why didn't they just name you simple? Like,
I don't know. My father was Kamal, so he's probably changed.
Oh, Kamal to just
Kamal. Yeah.
Mom might have had a hard time. Kamal, Kamal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
How were you called?
Puta. Easy, right?
Right. Welcome to Sri Lanka.
Thank you. Thank you.
So he's actually from Toronto, Canada.
Toronto.
Sorry. Toronto, Canada. So, for those who are wondering, who is he? If you have watched TV, where you're watching us right now, there was an international sensation about a Sri Lankan who took his brainchild to investors, correct?
Yeah.
Now explain the story.
Pretty
it's
much
very
on point.
Confusing.
Yeah, so I was on this national TV show in Canada called Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Producer, can you insert that Dragon's Den clip? Thank you.
I went on their show in 2017. I got an investment from Four of the Dragons for my business, Sneaker Tab, which is basically a sneaker subscription service where you receive a box full of goodies with sneakers and clothing.
And what are the other goodies you get?
You get t-shirts, you get pants, you get socks, you get...
How can I subscribe from Sri Lanka?
SneakerTab.com. We send...
I don't need to. So, you know my size.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Every month, I need a goodie bag sent.
I got you.
That's super. All right. So, now tell me, this love for sneakers, you could have chosen so many other things. No, you could have said, Kotu invest on my Kotu company, or like Kade Pang.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you could have done so much in Canada because everything is new. But you decided sneakers. Why?
I think that's my passion. I love sneakers, so I didn't want... So I worked in the film industry for 5 years, which I love film as well. So I worked for a company called E1, which is like one of the leading independent distributors in Canada.
Do you think they'll cast me for a lead?
They might.
You are so full of promises. You are like a politician.
I'm not promising you that.
You're like, I'll send you a bag of goodie every month. Your sneakers are already in the mail. Yes, you can get casted for a film. Man, my life is so great. You're my president. Okay, tell me.
Yeah. Kamaj 2020, yeah. 2019.
No, don't fight for 2020 or 2019. It's already taken. Just so that you'll be safe, 2025.
Okay? Yeah, so sneakers are my passion. So I love fashion and clothing, all of that all together. Like I like all of that. Like I like putting outfits together, you know, matching my sneakers with my clothing kind of thing. So I wanted to do something that I really liked, where I woke up every morning and it didn't have to feel like work.
Okay.
So that's the main reason I chose sneakers.
And how has it worked? And how many, like let's say globally, we have to eat as well.
Okay.
So this show is also about food.
Right.
He has lost weight, how many kilos?
28 to 25 or 28, yeah.
Whatever he lost, I put on. So in this process, we eat during this show.
Yeah.
The show is called Danu on Fire, dedicated to two things I really like, food and clothes.
Nice.
Cheers to good life.
Cheers, sir.
Go.
Nice.
What are you having? Watermelon, right?
I think it's watermelon, but I usually don't
like
watermelon.
No, that's strawberry.
Strawberry, take it on. Watermelon, I'm asking it.
This is something else. All right. Eat. You have to use like cutlery and all, but
yeah,
I can just eat. So tell me about life in Canada. What made you go to Canada?
I followed my heart around.
So you studied here?
I studied here. I went to school at St. Thomas's, Gothora.
Okay.
Moved to the UK to do my bachelor's. Mm. So I was there from 2000 to like 2008. Moved back home, tried to find a job here that I really liked. I couldn't. So I wanted to study film for my postgrad. So I actually went to Canada to study my postgrad program.
And then you took a bit of a shift.
Yeah, so I worked. Yeah, I worked in the film industry for 5 years, got laid off, started Sneaker Talk. Hmm. Simple as that.
Now, for someone who wants to create his own identity in a foreign country, mm-hmm. how hard is it? How hard was it for you?
It's pretty difficult. I wouldn't say people are racist in Canada because it's... Toronto is a very multicultural city, but as a new immigrant, I think you got to work twice or thrice as hard as people who were born in Canada. Because it's like, simple example, you walk into an interview, you got like a Sri Lankan accent, or like an Indian accent, or a Pakistani accent, or whatever.
Or any accent apart from a Canadian accent?
British accents, Irish accents,
those
they work. Yeah.
Okay.
They immediately judge you and they're like, you know, you're an immigrant kind of thing. They don't say it to your face, but you know, you feel it.
Yeah.
You always get passed on for jobs, so.
Okay.
It's a little tough, but then that's why I wanted to do my own thing as well. I didn't want to go for interviews and try to convince people that I'm good enough to work for them. Mm. I just wanted to do my own thing where I had control.
But when you chose this industry, were you scared that it might crash and burn?
Usually I'm not nervous or scared about anything. I'm like head first, like into shark infested waters.
Okay.
And I'm always like, I'll try to do something first and then I'll figure out like the details. So I'm pretty straightforward like that.
Brilliant. For those who are watching, if you're wondering what he does, so he has a platform where you can log on to, it's a website, and you do a subscription for a sneaker subscription where you get sneakers for the whole month. How many pairs do you send?
We have about 1500 subscribers right now.
Okay. I'm just saying per person.
So we have different packages. You can get one pair of sneakers, you can get two pair of sneakers, or you can get like premium sneakers like Nike, Adidas, like the latest drop. So there's like 5-6 different packages.
So we are going to come and speak about your clientele. I want to know who are in this premium list. When we do come back, do stick around. It's Dunno on Fire, made possible by our friends at LICC Jeans, and we are checking out Meet Columbo. This restaurant is called My Dining at Meet Columbo. You can check them out down Park Road in conversation with Kamaj all the way from Canada. So great to know that Sri Lankans are raising the flag so up there and speaking, making other people to speak about our country apart from everything else that they can speak about.
Yep.
Good things are always welcome. So now, Kamaj, we spoke about your brand and the fact that how you have three different packages. I'm very inquisitive to know about your premium range.
So premium?
No, I just want to know who are the people who are signed in.
Oh, yeah. So
do I know anyone? Like, is Drake in it?
No.
Celine Dion?
No, they get free stuff usually. Well, we don't send stuff to Drake.
But can you just tell Drake I really like him?
Oh, you like Drake?
Yeah.
Drake's good. I like Drake. A lot of people hate on him.
Why?
Because he looks
fabulous.
You know, he sings and raps, right? So like true hip-hop heads, they're like, oh, like if you're like a rapper, you just have to rap.
There's always negativity for talent.
Yeah, but Drake's great. Drake's done a lot for the city of Toronto, and I think he's helped putting Toronto on the map.
Is Celine Dion still big in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still big.
She'll one day become like the president of Canada, or like
Prime Minister.
Or they might rename Canada as Celine Dion.
Could be.
Yeah, because she's so big. Yeah. That's the only wedding they telecast live.
Yeah, that's true.
Telecasted it live Canadian state media. All right, so tell me about your family. How was it when you were growing up? Like a real Mount Lavinia Kola?
Yeah, beach boy.
Really?
No, not beach boy, but you know, close to the sea,
true.
To the ocean.
All
went
these
to St. Thomas's, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Growing up is fun. I lost my dad earlier on in life when I was 8, so I...
Oh, relatable.
Mama's boy, grew up.
Same here.
With a bunch of women, like her sister.
All of
everyone.
Them.
Yeah.
We're always very disciplined.
Yeah, we're raised we are raised to respect women as well.
Yes.
I think that's a huge issue. Like,
100%.
This country has, and many other places in the world, for sure, like South Asia. But being around women and being brought up by women, I think I was instilled the values of, you know, how to treat a woman, right? Or like how to, you know, just general in life, like how to go about in life. And I don't think my mom, you know, let me feel the loss of my father. It's just like she was a mom to me, and I'm the only child as well, so.
And she was also the dad to you as well.
The dad, the sister, the brother that I didn't have. But fun times.
But I always say it's a huge sacrifice when somebody loses their significant other at a very young age.
Yeah.
Because they're young.
Yeah.
Now when we look at ourselves, if we lose our special someone, we'll be like, what in the world?
I would be so lost.
Correct. But at that same time, to consider bringing up the child by themselves, that's commitment.
Yeah.
And also, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
While you continue the story, just to let you know, we are getting into our mains right now. Considering the fact that Kamaj is on a diet, he deserves it. He needs it. Not like me, you know, who's in shape. Always. We are going for something very healthy, but very, very tasty. This is like, I think this is sea fish.
Think this is chicken.
Kebabs.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I'm ready to dig in. Considering the fact that it's guilt-free cooking. All right.
Nice.
So tell me the rest of the story. And then?
Mouthful.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Is your mom upset over the fact that you live in Canada?
My mom passed away in 2015, but before she passed away, she was never, you know, she missed me. But she was never like, you know, mad at me for like going away, for, you know, to build up my own future kind of thing.
We have similar lives.
Yeah.
My dad died when I was 7.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to be 8. And my mom died when I was 24.
Welcome to the club, bro.
There you go. That's what connected us, I tell
you.
Yeah,
I think so.
and both of us like our shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, today, when you sit back and see all the trials that you have gone through here and what you have built for yourself in Canada, what do you see that life can offer to someone who is just trying out new things?
I mean, what I see with most people is they think things can happen overnight. For me, it surely did. Like, for me, nothing happened overnight. I had to work really hard. Like, I remember when I first started the business, I didn't have any of these premium accounts like Puma or New Balance or whatever. So I used to go from store to store.
Asking them.
Pick out shoes. And I didn't know like anything about the industry I got into as well, right? So like I used to email like the general like info@newbalance.com being like, oh, like I want to become a dealer. Like how do you do that? I never hear back. So I had to kind of.
Who is this fellow? Just let him go.
I kind of had to figure out the industry for myself, like knowing that there's a sales hierarchy, there's the sales office, that there's a sales rep for each region. So I had to do all that studying myself. And a lot of people don't want to put in the time to study and
come to know the trade that they've chosen.
Exactly. So and then they blame society and like everyone else around them for like things not working out. But at the end of the day, they're not trying hard. Like, you know, you can fail 100 times, but there'll be your day will come. So that's what I believe in. Like even doing things now, it's still not easy. Like I have those premium accounts, and then there's those accounts that I don't have. So I'm still trying hard.
Like Drake's account.
Strict account. Yeah. it's so hard to connect with celebrities.
Don't worry. I'll put you in touch with him.
It'll happen someday.
Yeah.
People think it's easy and things happen overnight. Nothing happens overnight, and you gotta eat to get to a comfortable place.
There you go. There's always something to do. We'll speak more, of course, in conversation with Kamaj. You can come to know more about him, of course, on his super cool website, which is
SneakerTab.com and MilkToronto.com.
Now, this Milk Toronto is what we're going to talk about. He really likes his cereal, I think. We'll speak more when we do come back right here on Done on Fire. And welcome back to the show. It's Done on Fire, made possible by our friends at LICC Jeans. They always give you a supercut jean. And I've just told Mr. Kamaj here, if he wants to emphasize his very fine physique, he needs to wear LICC, what do you say?
Yeah, definitely.
When you have lick on your lower part of your body, you're on a good place.
Yep.
You're on a good roll. All right. So now you're speaking about the fact that you love cereal.
Yeah.
No, you also like brownie. Just get into it. This boy has been craving for brownie for 8 months.
My trainer would kill me if he sees this show.
No.
Yes. Different area codes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. This doesn't apply here. Yeah. It applies in Canada. But in Canada, you will lose weight naturally.
No,
it's cold, no?
Bazaar, you actually put on.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's cold, your body heat doesn't work on your fat.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
So
it doesn't work for me.
So occasionally I used to sit in the fridge. Doesn't help, right? Now you tell me. Okay, fine. So tell me, you can eat your brownie and tell me.
Okay. I'll start. No.
Okay. So tell me about your store.
So the store is called Milk Toronto.
Okay.
So it's one of the only boutique, how do I put this nicely? Boutique experience stores out there.
What do you all sell?
So we sell sneakers, but it's an experience when you walk into the store because it's milk and cereal themed.
Okay.
And that's why it's called Milk. And also our inventory expires every 30 days. It's like how milk expires every month.
Oh, okay.
So we switch it over. So we have like a giant glass shoebox filled with cereal.
Cereal?
With real cereal.
Okay, you can eat it.
You can eat it. But it's been there for like a year and a half, so I would
better
recommend
not eat
you
it.
Okay. Eating it.
Right.
And also like the whole back wall is filled with cereal labels. Sorry, milk labels.
Oh, milk labels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's it was awarded the best new fashion store in Toronto in 2019.
Oh wow.
So
if somebody walks in there, can they have cereal? Do you all offer
So
them?
we're working on it for next summer because food and health laws are a little tough in Canada.
Okay,
so
okay.
We have to put a new bunch of stuff in the store to actually serve food out of it. And you have to apply for a license and wait for a while. So that license is in place. So we're launching next June.
Oh.
Yeah. So you'll actually can have
cereal while you shop.
Yeah.
So you can shop for sneakers there while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have all the brands that you work with displaying their products. Have you ever thought of getting into like this fine love for shoes, sort of making it a brand of your own?
Yes and no.
Why yes and why no? You said both the answers in one question.
Yes, because I want to do it.
Uh-huh.
No, because I don't actually have the time to do it right now.
Okay, right.
And also, it's a little bit tough as an independent brand in the sneaker world to break through because you need a lot of money and a lot of investment. Because obviously, the bigger brands that dominate the industry don't really want new brands to come in. And the audience,
and
too.
Then you will lose all your relationship with the guys who you work with. They'll be like...
Not necessarily. If you structure it properly, you won't do that. If you're like a smaller company selling like batches of 100 at a time,
right,
it wouldn't really affect anyone else's bottom line. And that's the actual real true way like smaller brands actually do it. So if I'm going to do it, that's probably going to be the way. It's going to be limited edition, 100 pairs at a time, and we'll never make that design again kind of thing.
Right. Okay. So you've thought of this idea.
Yeah.
Now this milk and cereal shop, do you hope to bring it to Sri Lanka?
You
can call it Kiribat.
You can actually call it Kiri.
Yeah.
And serve Kiri and Bat out of it.
Yeah.
Kiribat. Not bad.
That's true. You can actually serve your mum's gadol Kiribat.
Gadol Kiribat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, I have actually thought about it.
Thanks. If you ever do the Kiribat shop, please
Will you endorse?
Yeah. Like, use my face in the corner.
Free Kiribat for you.
Let me just do the ad. This is a glass of milk. There you go. Got it. So I've sold myself there for a free endorsement position. So you've thought of it, but not exactly executed it.
I'm trying to find time to do other things in Canada. So that would be first. Because for me, obviously, because I'm from Sri Lanka, I won't be satisfied till I do
something here. Yeah, it has to.
No matter wherever in the world I go and whatever businesses I set up, I'm never happy unless I do something first here. I want to give people jobs, you know, like I've seen a lot of things growing up. I've seen there's no proper minimum wage system. Like there's people on the streets, like everywhere there's people on the streets.
Of course. It's just that the United States don't show it in their movies. That's about it.
Yeah. And for me, like I think I feel because I'm Sri Lankan, when I see my people suffering, I feel it more than when I see Canadians suffering.
Because
sometimes Canadians suffer because they don't have to suffer, they suffer because of...
They get the free stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So they have resources to live a good life, but they choose to live on the street because they get paid by the government.
Yeah.
But we don't have such a system money. Here, right? Yeah, and good money. So I really want to
you
do
You are a citizen for, in Canada, right?
No, I'm a permanent resident. I haven't applied for citizenship yet.
You might not just get it after this show. Just saying.
I choose to remain a citizen of Sri Lanka.
Oh, that vote is special to you, I feel. Okay. Wanted to speak a little bit about, you have inspired so many people from the time your video clip went viral in Sri Lanka. I've seen it. A lot of people interviewed you. I'm sure your Instagram had so many people reaching out to you.
Yeah.
Why do they reach out to you? And this is the conversation we had, actually, and ask you the most.
The question I get the most is, what's the easiest business to start, or with what business can I make the most money with?
Okay, quite to the point.
And I don't think this is purely from what I believe in, and I don't think that's how it works.
You can even sell paripu, but as long as you know how you want to sell it.
Exactly, and you have to have a passion for paripu. Like if you, you know,
you should be able to bear that burp.
Exactly. This is what I believe in. Like, if you have a passion for something, build a business around it and then figure out how you're going to throw it out into the world.
True.
And that way, it'll never feel like a business or it'll never feel like a job. Mm. Like, you'll really enjoy what you do.
Excellent. Kamaj, it has been absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of you and I'm so happy. You know that we have been trying to meet and do like a few features together for quite some time.
Yeah.
I had him on WTF as well. But it never happened for years. But eventually I got a chance to meet him. We really understood where he comes from, what kind of a passion he has. He's a prima donna in front of a camera for photographs. Somebody stole my place there. But it's amazing. I'm so proud of you. I really hope that you go big, you go global.
Thank you.
And maybe if there are shoe companies in Sri Lanka that would like to reach out to him, you have all the opportunity to do so because we
let's
have
collab, man. My thing is always like work together. Like, let's all get rich.
Yeah. And the best part is I'm getting my own goodie bag every month, right?
Yes, you are. I promise you. I promise you on TV. Yeah, so I have to.
Because I'll be trashing you every month. If
yes. Danu, your size 13 shoes are on their way.
Yeah, there you go. He knows my... I've told him all my details. All right. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Danu.
Dreams come true.
All the best to you as well with everything that you do. You're a very busy man. And you're one of the top celebrities in Sri Lanka who...
Stop it! I paid him long time ago.
People love and recognize. Because you can be a celebrity and people... Sometimes you're famous but people don't love you. But I feel like people love you.
I have doubts about it. I really do. I tell you, I really
do. I'm trying to make you look good for the show, bro.
We need to wrap things up on the show. Big thank you to Meek Colombo for the brilliant hospitality that they provided us and the yummy food that we got to eat. Not forgetting our friends at LICC Jeans for the super sponsorship. Lastly, Lon for the clothes that I really enjoy. We will see you with another cool episode. Till then, you keep smiling. Keep away.